Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Joelle, I've been watching you on Twitter all day, I am so happy that this Beyonce thing has come out because you seem like you're on ecstasy over there.
I was just telling Daniel, I've already seen it twice. I have plans to watch it a third time when I get off work at 7 today. I'm probably going to be online with some friends doing a live watch. It is...
Is it dope? We haven't watched it yet. We're waiting for
dope.
The kids
she's
to go
holding.
Down.
She's holding her eyes, Donald.
Oh my
it's
God!
Dope. Look at her,
Donald. When you get to brown-skinned girls and you're holding your daughter and you're crying because you're like, "Look at this gorgeous representation for my child." It's so good. She starts
should I watch it with the kids or without the kids? Because I know she can be risque.
I don't have children, so I always tell parents to watch by themselves first. I have no idea what appropriate is for a child.
The last record that she did where she was in a thong the whole time. And shaking her booty the whole time. Like, I could watch it, but I don't know if I want my kids watching that, my babies watching that.
This is a lot less sexualized because, let me put it this way, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the F words have been removed from the content. There's not a lot of ass and titties out. I think it's probably
you
okay,
right,
but maybe
I don't know if
chat.
I want to watch it anymore.
Yeah,
now.
Well, Joelle, okay, you just lost one viewer.
Let me tell you.
I love the Joelle review. There's not a lot of ass and titties out.
Therefore.
She does give us a lot of bodysuits and two bikinis, which we appreciate her for. Thank you. It's just, there's like 56
Donald, you gotta
different
read,
outfits.
You
got to
read
Joelle.
You got to look at Joelle's Twitter. It's like basically become a
it's
tribute.
It's Beyonce.
It's tribute to Beyonce.
Oh, you created an altar. You have a shrine to Beyonce. Yeah. That is Twitter now.
Yeah, I don't have a bedroom right now, but when I do, there will absolutely be like a Beyonce photo mural.
I was reading Joelle's Twitter and just smiling. Like, I'm so, you know, when your friends are happy, you're happy. And I was like, right. I was holding my heart for Joelle this morning. It's like, this woman is one happy human being right now.
So just elated.
When did it drop? Last night at midnight or this morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you watch it at midnight?
No, I tried, but I was tired, and I took my edible at the time I normally take it, and then I was like, well, bed is
not
happening. So I was at 6 watching.
Wait, I have a question. It's a music video movie kind of thing? Is that what it is?
It's called a visual album. So in 2019, Beyonce released the Lion King, basically, album. It was great. So this is every single song off of that album gets a music video, but it tells, like, an overarching story, but there's not, like, a lot of dialogue stopping in between, so it's not, like... It's more visual storytelling.
Wait, this is the music from The Lion King?
the music, the album she did for The Lion King. So it's not like Hakuna Matata. It's all original Beyonce songs.
I would have tuned in if it was like, oh, but the money.
Dude, jam. You made it sound Italian. Bellissime.
Bellissime. Bellissime.
Mio, mio, Melissa.
So ridiculous. No, and it's cool because she got like a bunch of like artists like from South Africa, Ghana, I know is well represented, I think Nigeria. So it's not just artists, but producers get features on there, dancers. So it's like...
Is Drake on it?
Amazing. Hmm. Drake is not on this album. Kendrick Lamar is on the album.
Okay, there we go. Now we're talking.
Pharrell is on the album. So yeah.
It's always interesting to see what rappers Beyonce is going to put on her record. Because, believe it or not, lyrically, she could take them all down pretty much. When Beyonce sings and puts it into rap form or chat form, it's a rap for a lot of these cats, man. Mm. She's very slick with her lyrics.
I have a question. And
a lot of it could be because she's married to Jay-Z, but yeah, she writes her own stuff, man. It's not anybody else writing it.
That was my question. I didn't want to be yelled at by either one of you, but I wanted to know if she writes her own lyrics.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, yes.
She directed this movie.
Yeah. She's one of those people, you know, we talked about it back in the day. My wife used to work with Destiny Child and all of that stuff and worked on the first Crazy in Love record and everything.
That's so cool. She,
her cousin is Teresa Lababera White, right? And she was the person who... help find and nurture Destiny Child and Beyonce. And, you know, she's done a lot of the musical production for her. I don't know if she worked on this album.
Okay.
She might have worked on this album. I'm not sure. But my wife is her cousin. And so when my wife first moved to Dallas, she worked for Teresa. And I remember one time I went to meet Beyonce and I brought my wife with me, like, I'm going to introduce my wife to Beyonce. And Beyonce ran by me and was like, Casey!
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow. So
Joelle's going to cry. She's wow. Joelle's now 1 degree separation. She's going to start tearing up.
So when she was working on the Crazy in Love record, you know, she could take a CD and throw that thing into Pro Tools, like take somebody's thing and throw it into Pro Tools and start working on it and create her own music off of it. Like there's the dude from, Ryan from, what's the name of that band? Too Late to Apologize. It's too late.
Is that Ryan?
Tatter? Something like that. What's the name of the band? One Republic? Holding on your own.
Yeah, right. Republic.
Too late.
Yeah, Ryan Tedder.
Ryan Tedder with an R, right?
I said Ryan. I didn't say Brian. I said Ryan.
No, you said Ryan. I was wrong.
Anyway, he said when he wrote the song, I'm not sure if it's Halo or one of these songs, it was completely different once Beyonce got a hold of it. Like, he wrote a song, and it was completely different after she got it for the better. Like, she's one of those people that's like, oh, that's what you're doing? I'm going to add to it. Let me create something to it. And it turns out to be fire. So... you know, when it comes to writing her own lyrics, yes, Beyonce is up in there. Now I got to ask my wife if it's okay to tell this story.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Your wife doesn't listen to the program, so she'll be fine.
Right on.
How is everybody? How are you doing? What are we doing this weekend? What are you drinking? What's happening? What's going on?
This is a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
It's a lager. It's okay. Tasty.
A lot of people were weighing in on our last episode saying that bourbon is a whiskey, Donald, because you had mentioned, I said, are you having whiskey? And you said, no, it's bourbon, just so you know.
Okay, so bourbon's a whiskey.
Yeah, I think bourbon's a whiskey, but it's only made in Kentucky. Is that right, anybody?
Uh-oh.
Forgot what the guy said. I just like the people that, listen, our fans and listeners are so passionate about the show that they a lot of people weigh in, and the 99.9% of it's positive.
I love that. I love that. There's a few negative people out there.
I had a woman today, I had to laugh, because she was like, you guys are getting way too much off topic from the show, and then it was like, dot, 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 might have to stop listening. And I was like, oh, whoa, whoa. Shit, Susan from Duluth. What the fuck are we going to do if you leave?
True.
Oh, man.
It was like a warning. She was like giving us a little warning, like stay on topic or ... might have to stop listening.
I had one guy say to me something like, oh, great, you're going to talk about how you don't remember any of your lines. Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, I believe it was the poet Taylor Swift who once said, haters are going to hate.
Yes, that was the poet Taylor Swift.
By the way, that album, I'm just saying, I went on a walk today, and have you been listening to it?
I've only listened to the first two songs. Those are my two favorite songs.
No, but dude, I always do that too. Whenever it's a new album, I like fall in love with two songs and just play them nonstop and then don't even ever go to the other songs.
Yeah, that's my stage.
But I went on a walk today with my doggy, and I went a little deep, and I wanted to tell you another good one I found. It's called Seven.
Okay.
Mm.
Have you heard that one?
Mm. Great song.
It's good. Beautiful song.
I like the first two songs.
Those are good. The Bon Iver song is not the first two. You need to branch out to that one.
That song is great. The one and then the one that comes after it is banging. And now I'm looking forward to Beyonce tonight because you know that's what I'm going to be watching.
Now, do you think you and your wife might be intimate because of Beyonce's sexy music video movie?
I am going to seduce the crap out of my wife tonight. Yes.
Well, maybe the sexy Beyonce video will get her all riled
by
up.
By ripping her clothes off of her.
Okay. we don't need to know what your role playing is.
I'm going to seduce my wife tonight by taking all of her clothes off of her.
Your wife looks really good, I have to say.
She's working on, you know, her.
She
right
looks
now.
Fire.
Yeah, she's inside and outside, she's working on herself. And so what you're seeing is that glow.
I'm seeing that glow. You married well. She is one, I hope it's okay that I say she is one foxy mama.
Yeah, that's fine.
She's fine.
I don't own her. She's just my wife.
No, but I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm here to tell you that she's hot.
Okay. I'm sure there are other people out there that feel the same way.
They do.
You know what she tells me when I'm like, but there are people that feel the same way about me, honey. And she's like, no, they don't. No, nobody wants you. She's like, nobody wants you. She's like, please, baby, please. Like, she'll be like, you think J-Lo wants you? Really? Really?
Well, you did think Britney wanted you. Oh, we can't tell that story?
We can tell the story, but
no, I just want to know if you want to edit it out or not. But
we might have to edit it out.
You can choose to edit it out, but all I know is Donald thought Britney wanted her.
No, Britney did want me. Hold on now.
And what? Come on, buddy. Did she?
Hold on.
Did you have a chance with Britney?
Dude, she would send dudes over, like dancers over to the table when we would be out and be like, Britney wants to talk to you. Mm. And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, yeah, Britney wants to talk to you.
Wait,
and
Spears or Murphy? Who are we talking about?
Spears.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah, and Donald had a shot.
But I was dating my wife at the time. Oh. So I would be like, so I said to my wife, I was like, babe.
She should have given you a hall pass.
Just let me get the go out on a date with her. I won't do anything. I just want to go out on a date to be like, yo. And then afterwards we could talk about the date and what happened on the date and where she and I went and what we did and stuff.
Yeah, right.
That.
Like your girlfriend's gonna be like, okay, as long as it's just a date.
She was like, absolutely not. And I was like, oh, right. And so one night, Britney kind of crossed the line. Like, we were out and about.
Go on.
And we were at Hyde. Britney was out with, like, all of her dancers. And she was just coming back with Circus. And it was about to, like, it was about to pop, right? And
look at Joelle right now. Joelle's crying. Well,
Circus is a dope-ass record, dude. It's a dope-ass record, dude.
She was looking great.
Right. And my wife was with me, and she sent somebody over and was like, Britney wants you to come over and say hi. And I was like, okay. My wife was like, yeah, let's go over there. And so we walk over there.
Yeah, let's go over.
And my wife's like, hi, I'm his girlfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that's my girlfriend.
That's amazing. Wow.
Anyway,
Donald, I think a lot of women want you. I think a lot of men want you.
I agree with that. I disagree with the women wanting
me. Do you have a lot of gay suitors?
I feel like that I have a very, handsome and
I think it's the butt.
I have
it's
a
very
safe
juicy.
I do have a nice butt. That's true.
Well, it's
I do
like a have shelf. A nice butt. It's like a shelf. You know, if you, it's like a unit you could hang on the wall.
I feel like you and I both
go on
are friends, and our friendship is very inspiring to a lot of men out there, and so it's only right that a lot of our fans are boys because we can teach boys how to love each other like they should.
Yes,
that's
yes.
just my point.
And listen, I think this next generation is going to try way more things, obviously. I mean, you know, it was so taboo to experiment when we were growing up. And now I think all these young people are just like, all right, let me try everything. You know, right, like, let me see what's for me.
What's for me and what's not for me.
Yeah. You know, I think that's, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, the women are more free to do that already, and I feel like the men are behind them. I think, like, young, sexually active young people will be more experimental in years to come. Right, Joelle? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
No, I'm not. Sorry. Lost in a thought of my own. But yeah, no, they
You ate that edible too early, Joelle.
I got too much espresso this morning.
Joelle, try and have the edible. Try and have the edible when the show's over.
I don't smoke on the job, guys. Come on.
Who does? You don't?
No, come on.
Sometimes I'll be baked on this shit. I'm not going to
lie. Oh, really?
But you're having a beer on camera.
Well, yeah, it's not on camera. It's
I assume that you were high sometimes, but it doesn't seem to mess up your performance because you're very entertaining, except sometimes when you can't finish a sentence.
That only happens when I've drank too much or smoked too much.
Yeah, you need to not drink too much. Okay, you can have one.
Like when I start getting like tongue-tied and stuff like that, it's because I might have.
Yeah, there was a funny moment in the last episode where you went on this long ass thing, and I go, "Well said."
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
Man, anyway. I'm in a good mood today. I gotta say,
good. You're happy about something.
If this were a normal environment and the world wasn't ending, you and I would be going to the beach and skipping down the sand together.
That's what we would do?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, if I could do anything with you this weekend.
Disneyland.
No, fuck Disneyland. I would say Donald.
No.
I know you're Jonesing.
Forgive him, Mickey. He knows not what he does.
He does not.
Oh, by the way, I saw these socks you're going to want. You know the company Stance?
Of course.
I'm going to give them a free plug right now. They have Empire Strikes Back socks, a whole box of them.
Yeah, I have a lot of Stance Star Wars socks.
I know, but if you look, I was online last night looking for new socks. And Stance, if you want to send me socks, you can. I ain't complaining. But anyway, they have a whole Empire Strikes Back box set. And I was like, I would send this to Donald, but you know what's going to happen? I would send this link and he won't reply.
Well,
and that's why I would.
That's because I would be on the link buying the stuff. These are the things that I love.
So early, by the way, bro. Sometimes I fucking text you at like 9:30, and you don't.
And I'm
in
bed already.
Asleep at 9:30? Like your wife's sometimes. Up because I'll text Casey and she replies.
And this
last
is
night, Casey and I were talking about like some shit, and you, I was like, you're asleep. What the fuck's going on over there?
Here's the thing about me and my wife.
Yeah.
My wife likes to stay up late and wake up late. I like to go to bed early and get up early.
So you take the kids like crack of dawn when they get up?
When they wake up, I'll go downstairs with them.
Right.
The problem is sometimes I get involved in watching television with them and forget to make them breakfast and stuff. So she'll come down and be like, have the kids eaten? And I'll be like,
what now?
They were supposed to eat?
Can't they feed themselves? Come on, they need to get at it. Cereal in a bowl, pour some milk.
Listen, it's not that they cannot feed themselves, because they can. I'm sure they can.
Just put the cereal on the table.
I want to watch. Yourself. I need to watch them, though. That's my only thing, man. Like, there are a lot of people out there who have experienced this, but when you watch your kid choke on something, it's very scary. And so, therefore, you know, and I'm not saying that cereal can't do it, but I just would prefer to be around them when they eat. Like, my kid goes, I'll be in the other room eating. I'm like, no.
Oh, really? You got to watch him eat?
I get crazy. Look, dude, it took us forever to go
outside.
Are you
a helicopter parent? You're a helicopter parent.
I am a helicopter, yes.
Yeah.
I hover over my kids.
Yeah, you are. You're like
I send a lot of lifelines down, even when they don't need it. What's that badass helicopter?
Chopper? Is it, was it the Apache?
Blue Thunder. No, Blue Thunder. No.
Is the Apache that badass chopper?
No, I'm Blue Thunder from the movie, or Airwolf. I'm Airwolf. I'm Blue Thunder or Airwolf.
What's the big military
badass? Black Hawk. I'm a Black Hawk.
Yeah, you're a Black Hawk.
I'm a Black Hawk.
You are a Black Hawk.
I am a Black Hawk, and I will freaking unleash the thunder if you mess with my family. That's how I feel about it. Okay. And so...
Well, we know food too. Your family.
I will fucking chop the shit out of some food. I will chop the shit out of some food.
What are you going to chop up Cheerios? You take the Cheerios out and chop them up.
I will let them sit in the milk a little bit longer before I give them to the kids.
Oh my God. That's the level of helicopter parent you are. You let the fucking Cheerios get soggy and you're like, you may eat now.
Now you can eat these. I don't have to worry about them scratching your throat on the way down. I can't help it, man. I can't help it. I love my kids so much. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I love them so much. Like, I sometimes at night, I'll be in my bed, and I'll just be thinking about my kids, and I will have spent the day with these little fuckers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, these kids are bad sometimes. Yep. And even after they're bad, I'm in bed at night, like, you know, I love that little shithead. You know what I mean? Like, that little fucker was so mean to me today, but I wouldn't trade it in for the world. Oh, like, it really is that way.
That's sweet. I can't wait to have little children one day.
They change your life. Should we get into the show?
Yes, I think that's a good note. Do you want to count us in into America's favorite song?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a good episode.
It is a good episode. Only problem I have with it is the outline of the episode. Like, the outline of the episode that I have to do, I went away and I was going to write some stuff down, and I
this
still
is your
couldn't.
Second attempt at it, because
we well, it's my the, first we had the, attempt at it. Well, it's my second attempt.
Well,
yes,
we had
right.
a misfire with Johnny C, and now this is your second pass. This is your first opportunity to do it again.
Okay, well, it's not going to work, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
But I did my timer, as ready. You know, I watched this, but this, tell me when you're rolling.
Hold on, let me get my timer ready.
Tell me when you're going.
And go.
This episode's about sex and relationships. And the workplace, really. At the workplace, it's hard to maintain relationships. And especially after work, it's hard to maintain relationships. JD and Elliot in this episode find each other in the inn because really they don't have anyone else. And it's all because it's very difficult to work long hours and maintain a life.
It's 30 seconds, but it's not your finest work.
But it's the truth, and that's what this episode is about.
It was meandering. It was like, this episode
because it's hard to write about sex and relationships, because that's what this episode is, really.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's about...
it's like you got to do one of these every year. We got to do a sex and relationship episode and how it's tough to do it in the workspace every year.
I might be so bold to say, Donald. It's Donald, right? I might be so bold to say that this is the biggest sex scene I did the whole run.
You guys get hot and heavy in this.
We do. We do. And I remember shooting it. We shot it a long time. And I remember shooting it going, are we going to air this? Like, this was like, they cut some stuff out because we were like just going at it. Like, this was like full on, like, we were kind of just hooking up.
Right. It was like, we're going to pay you two to hook up with each other.
Yeah.
Right now.
I mean, I know it's acting, but it wasn't. I mean, we were acting. We weren't like in a relationship. But I mean, you saw what you see is like, we did that for like a full day. And they only cut some of it out. I remember thinking like, we were just going at it. And I was like, they're not going to air all of this on NBC. But, you know, we're like ass grabbing and I'm kissing her breasts and we're just like dry humping.
You're like grabbing her. Not only are you grabbing her ass, you're grabbing like a cheek and then inside the cheek. Like, it's not just the out, you don't grab the outside cheek, you grab the inside cheek.
Yeah.
And this is like some straight up, you know, soft core Skinamax stuff.
Yeah,
going
it
on
was
here.
Totally Skinamax. If you saw that on Skinamax, you'd be like, oh, I'm watching Skinamax.
I'm watching Skinamax tonight.
Yeah.
Even the way the show opens up with Turk and Carla making out and how wet that is of a kiss. Yeah. Like, the kisses are super wet.
Yep.
And
it was juicy. It was a sexual episode. It was sexually charged.
You in a bathtub with gift shop girl.
Yeah. God, Sarah Lancaster, what a beautiful gal, I got to say. And I just, as I said with the Johnny C episode, I have been so stressed my libido was zero. Have you?
Right. Have I been so stressed that my libido was zero?
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't happen to you, does it?
No, I don't think, no.
Because you just have like a mega libido. Well, anyway, I personally...
Do you want to get into this right now? Because we could totally get into this right now.
Well, I mean, I personally, and I'm sure there's listeners out there, like if I'm directing and I'm stressed or I've got life, family drama or my brain is not thinking about sex, my libido is zero. And I think that's what's happening with JD in this episode. Wait, why are you shaking your head?
I disagree 100% with that.
Okay, can I finish my fucking thought? It's Donald, right? My... he's got the thought of his sick patients and the wounds that they have on them. He's preoccupied, of course, with leftover feelings from Elliot. We establish he hasn't hooked up in a while with anybody. And now he has arguably one of the prettiest girls that was ever on Scrubs in front of him. And he's got nothing going on. Now, you can't just say it's because, oh, he's obsessed with Elliot. That's bullshit. A knockout of a woman like that in front of him would still turn him on if his brain was present in the moment. She initiates a kiss with him, and he has nothing happen. So his brain is somewhere, and he gets really anxious about it, as I'm sure many men do when they go, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Why is nothing working? What the fuck? What I liked about this episode that it didn't make that a taboo subject men can't talk about, because I think it is a taboo subject that men feel they can't talk about. Now,
I would have at least given it another shot. I would have been like, okay, it's not happening here. Maybe we should go back to my place and try it, or maybe we should go back to your place and try again. And if it doesn't happen there, I'd be like, okay, well, maybe we should try again at the door before I leave. Let's try one more time. Didn't work. Why don't you walk me to the car? I think we should try one last time.
I agree.
Because that is some bullshit.
I'm very with you. I don't think there's any world in which JD would not have continued to try and hook up with Sarah Lancaster's character, Gift Shop Girl.
Especially after 1 hour or 2 hour date, however long the date was. He went to kiss her goodnight and realized at the goodnight kiss, it's not going to work. I can't
do
this. But
she was the aggressor. She was like, kiss me. And then she... is talking about his erection. She's like, ooh, is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? Are you just having a good time? And he's like, actually, it's a roll of quarters. Laundry day.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's but what were you going to say about libido? You were saying, because I know that you have a very strong libido. Let's phrase this tactfully.
Yeah,
you are a man who can't be satiated.
What?
You can't be satiated.
What does that mean?
That means there's never come a time where you've had enough sex in a day where you go, you know what? I'm good.
Correct.
Poor Casey. Poor Casey.
I love my wife tremendously, and I've learned to curb my appetite when it comes to that, and I try my hardest to not make her feel like a piece of meat in the house. But
you can't be satiated.
I think my wife is fine, dude. Like, she's sexy to me. Like, her curves, everything about her is sexy to me. You know what I mean? And it's a little, you know, it might be a little too much for her, but it's the truth. It's the honest to goodness truth. She is, you know, she is everything I've ever wanted in a woman before I knew what I wanted in a woman. It's like, you know, now I know what I want in a woman, and she's everything that I've wanted in a woman. Like, you know, you have dreams when you're a kid. Well, it feels like she was the girl of my dreams. You know what I mean? And now I got her. And, you know, I want to beat.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is I'm not negating anything. I think that's wonderful. And I'm not negating anything you're saying. I'm saying it's impressive libido-wise that at 46, you don't ever go, okay, I'm... That's enough for me for the day.
No, I don't. I don't. And you're right. It is unfair.
I don't think that that's a super.
I have a very, 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 very strong libido. Yes.
Yeah, we do. Can we get that on a T-shirt for the merch? Donald Faison. I have a very, very, very strong libido. Another one.
Another one.
What's going on with this ringtone, Joelle? We can't get the new. The people are clamoring for the what you're talking about. What you're trying to get into a Daoshun song. It's a slow moving train. This ringtone train.
We're one step away. We're so close.
Trying to give the people what they desire. They also want Donald and I saying another one.
But that we don't own another one though.
I think we're allowed to say another one.
No, because we're just doing DJ Khaled, man.
Should we do an Ask DJ Khaled and see if we're allowed to use it?
Are you going to do it in the Aaron Nepple voice?
Of course.
Okay, yes. We should ask DJ Khaled.
Okay, you go ahead and ask
DJ Khaled, would you be upset if we used another one?
Not at all, Donald. You can use it anytime you like. Another one is yours to use. I don't know much, but you can use it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I really
hope that
this has gone off the fucking rails.
I know, but I hope we're not the only ones that think this is funny. I truly hope that the four of us are the only ones.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's funny.
Zach's DJ Khaled impression.
Listen, there is no one else in the world who does a DJ Khaled impression like that, and I think it's unique to the show. Should we talk about the episode? Or we should go to break or something? What's going on, Joelle? What should we do?
A break would probably be good.
I need to cool down from all the talk of Donald's libido. He cannot be satiated, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back while Donald attempts to satiate himself.
No. No. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Yeah, let's get to the episode. It's a very good episode. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot, too. I wondered about that, and you already touched on it and pretty much answered the question. That had to be a hard scene to shoot, regardless of what you're doing in the scene. That had to be one of those things where it's like, we're kissing again.
No, it wasn't like that. I mean, well, I mean, listen, sex scenes are can be awkward and particularly awkward if you don't have chemistry with the person and you don't feel a genuine vibe. I think Sarah and I loved each other and were crazy about each other. And we were like best friends, just like you and I were. I think it's safe to say we were genuinely attracted to each other. I think that came across in the show. So, making out for a full day was at times awkward, but also at times fun. That's my answer to that.
That's really interesting. You know, I've been an actor for a really long time. I don't think I've ever had makeout sessions for a full day while working as an actor. I've done kissing scenes, and I might have, like, maybe one or two, like, comedy sex scenes, but I don't have any genuine, like, makeout.
I had another one. I had
you have a bunch of
no
you
I had a bunch of them. Well, I had a few in this show, but and with Rachel Bilson,
Bilson
I had like
Last Kiss, right?
Last Kiss. That
oh
was
my
almost
God.
Hard. Yeah, that was like my like softcore porn moment for
that
a second.
That has to be nerve wracking though. Like there's so many things that
Rachel
come
and
into
I
play.
Both did shots of booze on that one because we were nervous.
I bet
because that was supposed to be like the this was like at least comedic and you know it's NBC. Last Kiss is R, and it's supposed to be this like erotic. You know, height of the movie, we like, I go and we just have this like intense, crazy sex scene in her dorm room. And that was, yeah, I think that was nerve wracking. That's why we did shots to calm the anxiety.
I couldn't imagine doing something like that. Like I remember doing Waiting to Exhale and it was the scene where the girl's performing oral sex on me. And you don't even see the girl doing it, but I was just so nervous. I'm in my underwear. I have a thong on. You know what I mean? We're in a room that's not air conditioned. So now I got musk coming from the areas of my body where musk forms.
Did you put a little deodorant on your ball sack?
No, I didn't put. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. But you know what I mean? It's just like I remember being so nervous and she's there. And it's like, what the how does this? You know, this is not this doesn't feel comfortable. And then somebody breaks into the door and you got cameras in your face and you gotta pull your pants like it's all it's just all so and so I was wondering like how it would have been nerve wracking for me to have to do that for a full day. That's just me though.
Yeah. The Bilson one was this was hot. This was like fun and I think that Sarah and I would say it was awkward, of course, but we had fun. You know, I was in a play with Ari Grainer, and the joke was that I was going down on her in the play, and there was covers over me, and the joke of the play is that she's so bored and so not into whatever my technique is that she's above the covers reading a book.
Cool.
And she's like going, oh, yeah, that's great. Keep going. And she doesn't know. Now, in the play, I'm supposed to be like have my head like bopping around under there, and so like 8 shows a week, she's in her underwear, and I'm down there like inches from her business, and I'm like my head is supposed to be bouncing around, but strategically not touching anything. And for opening night, as a joke, I gave her this pair of underwear that had the scene printed on in white on the groin of the underwear. In case I ever forgot my lines, I could just read it off. And she laughed so hard at that. And then we did the whole run of the show. And on closing night, I got down there, and she was wearing them in the scene.
Nice.
Was- amazing.
Hilarious.
All right. Now, I think we should talk about this wonderful moment of me washing Rowdy in the bathtub. I think of all the Scrubs gifts that are on the interwebs, this is my favorite one, is J.D. forlornly washing Rowdy in the tub. I think that's one I often send to people.
Now, it's a metaphor also, though, isn't it? Isn't it supposed to be J.D.'s not doing anything tonight, but he's going to wash the dog in the tub, meaning he's going to...
masturbate?
Yes.
No, I didn't get that at all. I think it's
because then when he gets in the tub with gift shop girl, Rowdy's still in there.
Well, the joke is like, oh, I know what we're going to do tonight. We're going to wash Rowdy. Like, he turns it into something. Oh, I didn't think of it as a metaphor.
Rowdy meaning we're going to wash.
Oh, I didn't think of that at all. I think that's it's just how I looked at it. No, well, you have a libidinous mind. I think it's, by the way, I had forgotten.
Is that a word, libidinous?
Yeah, libidinous is. It's not like deservant, the one you made up the other day.
Deserving is real.
Deserving is not a real.
I looked it up. It's a movie. It stars.
That's Divergent.
Oh, Divergent. That's what it is.
Who's in Divergent? Who's in Divergent?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I have no memory that there's a bonus fart joke. Scrubs. Man, Scrubs loves a good fart joke. I had forgotten how many there are in the show. We're so fucking childish, but I did giggle when all of a sudden in the tub you hear like bloop, and then I go, Rowdy. All right, how about this really low budget version of The Hospital is a Monster? Like, no offense to whoever did it, but like, that's the best effect we could muster with our budget of The Hospital turning into a monster?
It didn't look bad.
All that happens is, like, it turns green and, like, fire comes out of the entrance.
Yeah, but until it turned green, you don't see a monster. You know what I mean? Like, once it turned green, like, you could see the eyes, you see where the mouth is. Like, everything kind of took shape when they did that. So, yeah, it's
Dude,
a bad...
That looked like a student film. I feel like, well, again, this was 20 years ago, and now it's easier to do that.
You could do it on your iPhone now.
You could probably do it on your iPhone with an app. But I was like, this is supposed to be like a central character of the episode, that the hospital is like a big evil monster, and I just thought it was a little low budge.
Well, you know, hey.
No offense, Bill. I know that the money was going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Rob Mascio's thongs. Did you laugh when I go to hit on gift shop girl and I go, dry spell, prepare to be moistened.
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, JD, I can't give you gum. Which means that JD often tries to get free gum from her.
Right, which means JD often tries to talk to her.
Right, but he's never hit on her. He's never asked her out until today. Today's the day because Judy says, doesn't she say, when was the last time you got laid or something? Carly says that? So he feels like, okay, you know what? I'm not out there. I'm not hitting on anyone. I'm not asking anyone dates. I'm going to ask this girl out on a date.
Do you believe in that? Do you believe in relationships at work?
I think if you're someone who, you know, if you're a doctor and I mean, obviously it goes without saying, one needs to be appropriate and respectful in all the ways one should be. But I think if you solely work in a hospital and that's where 90% of your life is, and there's a beautiful girl who works at the gift shop, there's nothing wrong with asking her on a date.
Absolutely. I agree. I just, only thing that I worry about is when it all comes down and you break up and the awkwardness between, like, some people are really good about it and some people are not. I'm one of those cats that I can't really tell you how many ex-girlfriends of mine I'm friends with. You know what I mean? And it's not because we just stop. It's not because I don't want to be friends with them. It's just that we're not dating anymore. So why
I think it becomes inappropriate for your next partner. Like, you might still shoot the shit on text with someone you dated and it's good. But then when you get to be committed to somebody new, I think it can be a disrespectful if you're still chatting. That's my take on it. But a lot of people are. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people still shoot the shit with their exes.
Do you think JD and Gift Shop Girl still shot the shit after this?
No. Is she in another one, though? Isn't she in more?
I thought she was in the next episode, but I don't
think
so.
Well, is she? She couldn't.
I'm not 100% sure, but I can look it up.
I think she did more than one, Sarah Lancaster.
I think it was just one.
She does a lip bite, which made me think of the founder of the sexy lip bite, which was Alicia Silverstone. No one did a lip bite. I want to have Alicia on the podcast to talk about the founding of the lip bite.
I don't know if she founded the lip bite.
In my mind, as a teenager, I didn't know what a lip bite was until I saw Alicia
Silverstone. You weren't a teenager when you saw Alicia Silverstone.
I'm talking. When were those Aerosmith videos?
That was maybe a year before Clueless came out.
Joelle, can you look up the first Aerosmith video with a lip biting Alicia Silverstone?
You had to be at least 20.
Well, anyway, who cares? Who cares if I was 15 or I was 20? They were.
I'm just saying, you weren't a kid. You was a grown up.
It's well documented that I had a crush on Alicia Silverstone, and she was a great lip biter. You know, Donald?
Yeah. Do you want to get back into the?
What's that?
Well, we're moving on now.
Oh yeah. We talked about this at length in the last episode, but you don't last very long,
right?
And because you're tired, I don't get it. You're tired or what?
I think it's because he's tired. I think he's tired, and he wants to. Crying came out in '93. What year did you graduate?
Oh yeah,
I
graduated high school in '93. So there
you
go.
18. Okay.
I was 18. Okay. I was 18, and Alicia Silverstone was my crush, and she was throwing lip bites left and right.
Okay.
Do you think we can get Alicia? I think we can because we're both friends with her. Well, let's get her on the podcast. I know she has nothing to do with Scrubs, but we could do a little side thing that's like just talking Clueless. We can talk Aerosmith videos.
If she's down to do it, yeah, we could totally get her on the show.
She was just in my short film. She's an awesome person.
What's up, Joelle?
On Netflix, it's a perfect time. You guys don't even know. Alicia Silverstone was my background through most of college. I had a crush on Alicia Silverstone. Listen, we haven't gotten into it yet. Clueless was everything to me as a young babe.
Oh, you're hiding this from Donald, Joelle, all this time.
Oh, my God. Obsessed with Clueless. Obsessed. The opening scene alone with the rotating closet, like, peak.
She can't even talk.
Wow, talk. Look at that. She's tongue-tied.
Yeah, she can't even talk. She's fanning herself as per usual.
Oh, my God. She's just...
This is like three Joelle fanning herself moments for this episode already.
Yeah.
A lot of fandoms today.
All right, Donald, I'm putting out there...
I'll text her now.
Yeah, text her because this is my idea. We go, listen, as you know, we both love you, and we both talk about you a lot. Why not have you come on and we'll do a digression from Scrubs and we'll talk about Clueless and we'll talk about the Aerosmith videos. Well, this is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see why Alicia would say no because the only person she loves more than Donald Faison is me, and we're gonna make it happen.
I just don't understand why she'd be on the show, but yeah, absolutely.
This is why she'd be on the show. You are in like many people's favorite comedy of that era. And we happen to know the star. And she was also one of my biggest crushes. And she invented the lip bite. And she was the star of my short film with Ms. Florence Pugh in The Time It Takes to Get There, which if you haven't watched, you should go watch on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell me you didn't laugh. Tell me you didn't laugh when I said, baby, you know I get nervous when you start chanting.
Yeah, that was funny.
He's a good man. He's a good man. Baby, you know I get nervous when you start chanting, right?
Yep. How about with the how about when you go, player, hold me down?
Yeah. Do you remember where that came from?
No. Well, you and I used to say that to each other in real life, but I don't know what the origin was.
I don't know what the origin was either. That's why I just asked you. Do you know where that came from?
Bill put it in the show. We improvised.
No, but it was something
set.
That was something that we came up with. But
player, and then the
hold
twisting
me
of the fist
down.
Yeah, well, you made that up because I don't even know what that means.
Hold me down, player.
Oh, now I know. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, of course.
Does it mean like keep it real?
Yeah, man. It means hold me down, man. Support a brother.
You were the one who was teaching me the cool kids expressions.
No.
Remember when I told you came in and you said, the new thing is, what was it, that one I told you?
That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you've stuck with that's what's up a long time.
That's what's up has stuck with me.
Yeah,
ever
you
since
love
back
that's what's
day.
Up.
Because that is what's up. That,
yeah.
That's
I'll be like,
up.
Donald, I'll be like, Donald, you want to get dinner tonight? That's what's
that's
up.
That's what's up.
Now, what's funny, when the janitor is reaching his hand into the candy machine, for those of you who aren't in the business, there's this thing called greeking, which means you can't show a brand without permission from the brand. And so they do this thing where they disguise all of the all of the labels, which is tricky if you're showing a full candy machine. But if you go look at the episode, there's all this really weird Greeking that was done, probably by our friend Patrick Bolton.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there'll be a Snickers bar, and then like, it'll just have like, it looks like it's like there's a leaf or something stuck in front of the label.
In front, to mask it?
Yeah, go back and look at it. Okay. Every single label is just weirdly disguised, so you can't see that. I mean, it's obviously a Snickers or a Kit Kat or whatever, but like right. The labels are quote unquote Greeked. That's what they call it.
I thought they were Greeked in ways like they would take Sharpies and connect things. Or
that's what they often do. But maybe Patrick was late to the day, to work that day.
I need a leaf. I'll go outside.
It almost looks like it's either a leaf. A leaf would make no sense. It's like brown cardboard or something that's been cut to like hide the labels. Sorry, just a little behind the scenes weirdness.
Shout out Patrick Bolton.
Yeah, Patrick Bolton, who was the on-set dresser. Now, for those of you who don't know, the on-set dresser is the guy who, when you're shooting, is constantly moving stuff around. The DP will say, the cinematographer will say, hey, can you move that painting? It's giving me a glare. And he's like, I'm on it. And then he'll move it. And hey, this table needs to go because we need to put the camera here. And he moves it. And they're the ones that are responsible for anything that the art department has going on the set during the actual shoot.
I used to love how we used to make fun of Patrick because Patrick was always around and he always would have to set the clock or
yeah. One of their main responsibilities is setting the clock in the room because if there's ever a clock in this set, you don't want it to move, so they don't have batteries in them, otherwise it'll never match. So then they have to talk to the script supervisor and say, okay, what time is it? What time is it in the day in the world of the show? And then he was always usually a one-man band, which was hard. So he figured out a way to put wheels on everything. So we made up a song for him. Do you remember?
It's me specialty. Dealing with clocks and wheels.
If it's a clock, I'll – he was British, by the way. If it's a clock, I'll set it. No, wait. If it's got wheels, I'll move it. If it's got – If it's a clock, I'll set it.
It's me specialty.
Dealing with clocks and wheels.
That used to make me laugh so hard,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. That's how fucking much time we spent in that house, little. Dude, just making up songs about Patrick.
No, it's not. It's my specialty. It's me.
It's specialty. We did a little of a Mary Poppins.
Poppins. We did freaking Bert from Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
It's me specialty.
Whenever I'm over there trying to do my British accent, my girlfriend's family says I sound like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do
dealing
it.
With clocks and wheels.
Dealing with clocks and wheels.
Oh, Patrick, we should have him on the show.
Oh, that would be great, man. I'd love to catch up with Patrick. I'd love to catch up with a lot of these cats, man. There are a lot of people out there that work so hard on this show.
I wonder if the listeners would want to hear from some of the crew people.
Let's ask them. Guys, weigh in on it, man, because we got a lot of people with some very interesting stories that I think you would love to hear. But, you know, we're nervous. We're still, we don't want to let you down.
We don't want to tease that we're going to have Alicia Silverstone and then bring on Patrick Bolton. You know, we don't want to.
Right. So let us know. Do you want to
bring both?
Yeah. Do you want to hear from our crew members? Because I'm sure they've got some wonderful stories for you guys to listen to.
They do. They do. They can talk about how Donald took forever to come to set.
No, that's not true.
So how about how I call him Perry at 8:04?
You got to get a little ballsy.
I got a little cocky calling him Perry. Mm-hmm. He goes, Perry? I go, I'm trying it out.
Trying it out.
And then I go, AQ, any questions?
I love Jordan on this. I love the curly fries situation.
Yeah, because you can relate.
Oh, I could totally relate. And at the end, when Jordan says curly fries, and the face that she makes, where it's like, it's hopeful that he did it, but also, please don't disappoint me. She has the fear that he disappointed her.
Yeah.
And she's like, curly fries? And he pulls them out and she's so happy. That's real deal Holyfield, man. I remember when Casey was pregnant with Rocco, she would eat oatmeal every night. And so at one point I would be like, do you want to go out to dinner? And she would go, oatmeal?
For dinner?
Yeah, for dinner. Oatmeal? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Whatever you want, baby.
You just gave me an idea. I might have a Beyond Burger today for lunch. Have you had Beyond Burgers? They're really good.
No, you know, I've stopped eating red meat. I know Beyond Burger's plant-based. I just get a little nervous that it's going to taste like...
It's delicious. And by the way, this is not one of our sponsors. This is totally true. I'm not being paid to tell you this. Beyond Burger is delicious. Now, granted, you want to put a little salt and pepper and all the things you would do. You put the relish and the ketchup and the mustard, but it's really good. So if you're, I was always like, I want to give up red meat, and I won't crave steak. The thing I'll crave is a burger.
Yeah, I still crave a burger.
I'm telling you, will you try a Beyond Burger for me?
I will.
I'll Postmates you some. I'll send you some over.
Yeah, you know, somebody hit me up. Somebody hit me up and was like, you know, red meat's not bad for you. It's good for you, et cetera, et cetera. It's my personal choice. Thank you.
Anyway. Yeah, and I have to be honest. I've been struggling. Personally, I'm not broadcasting. I hate when people fucking proselytize their shit. I'm not trying to tell you to do whatever you want to do. I personally have been struggling a little with the ethics of eating animals. And anytime I see video footage of how they're treated, I want to change my ways. And it's taken forever. And my girlfriend has inspired me a lot, and I'm really kind of starting to do it.
Hey, bud.
What?
How's your penis?
What do you mean?
How's your penis?
My penis is delightful. Why are you asking?
I'm just trying to get back to the show.
Oh. How's your penis? Oh, now you don't like digressions? Fucking asshole. You sound like Susan from Duluth. We not only lost Susan from Duluth, we lost the co-host. All right. All right, let's bring on the fan, Donald.
Here we go. First, let's go to – well, before we do that, let's go to break.
We're going to go
to break.
We'll
be right back.
Do you want to say something wise going into break? Something – just impart the fans with something that's just wise so they can think about it during the break.
Three licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop. That's all I'm going to tell you. Three licks. That's
way more than three licks.
Not according to the owl.
They. We'll be right back on that note.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store,
Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
It's David Connor.
David Connan. It's David.
Hey guys.
Stop it. Oh, David, I'm sorry. Gosh.
Hey, keep it going. That's...
Okay, David, I apologize for that.
I loved every second. That was
I'm sorry, David. I got to do something.
Did I get it right? It's Conan? Is it Conan or Cannon?
You got it right the first time. That's very rare.
It's, David, I'm sorry, but my AC's broken. David, I'm going to have to take off my shirt.
Hey, I'm almost there myself. This is getting special. Woo.
Where is your shirt, Zach?
I have pants on. It's fucking 90 degrees here. David, do you mind if I remove my shirt?
David, I'm sorry.
I'm about to do the exact same thing.
Don't you do it. This is
David, before you came on.
Because if you remove your shirt, then we're all going to have to remove our shirts.
Listen, David, before you came on, we learned that my AC is broken, and I have to keep the doors closed because the sound. So this is what's happening. How are you, David? Where are you calling from?
I'm in London, and I'm feeling similar to you right now, Zach, because it's 35 degrees today. So being London, that means like
I'm guessing that's
degrees.
Celsius. Yes,
yeah,
Celsius.
It's very hot. Very hot, actually.
Yeah, and it's still 25 degrees now, so it is. It's a warm night.
Do you often find that Americans who do a British accent sound like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins?
It's getting better. There was like an era where that was like the staple accent, but
I feel like British actors are English. Excuse me. English actors are so good at doing American accents, and
yes,
I find agreed. That whenever we Americans try, we sound ridiculous.
I mean, Hugh Laurie, for example, was a surprise to most Americans, I think.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, yes, good point.
It's either the Dick Van Dyke accent or it's the guy from Monty Python. How many are there? Did you say four rabbits?
Well, you're saying that's what Americans sound like when they
those
do
those are the
accent.
Two British accents they do. They either do the Dick Van, hello, Mary Poppins, or the, how many did you say?
David, where in the UK are you?
I'm in London.
Oh, you said London.
Yeah, London, near Stratford, kind of way. East London.
Are you near the Marylebone Station? Marylebone Station?
Marylebone, Donald. Marylebone.
Marylebone. I stayed at that hotel.
Oh, okay. No, that's further. That's further in.
I love that area.
You
man.
Just wanted to say Marylebone.
It's a great name.
It is. David, thanks for coming on the show. Do you have a question?
No, thank you for having me. This is nice.
Thank you. You have very nice headphones. You have a nice camera. I'm sensing you have a better camera.
And you have a Moscow Mule in your hand.
Do you have a Moscow Mule?
Oh, I mean, this is actually it's a take on a Moscow Mule. This has been made with a GT's kombucha.
Oh. Look at you.
Shout out, GT.
But listen, Donald and I are researching releasing the Adeyashun Moscow Mule, and I'm really happy that you're representing.
Because, you know, what you're trying to get, it's always a great answer, what you're trying to get into. Adeyashun.
I don't know that we can call it Adeyashun, though, because here's the problem. Unless you're an avid listener of the podcast, you're going to be like, what the fuck is that? So it might have to be called, like the fake doctor's Moscow Mule or the real friend's Moscow Mule.
I like.
Why are you looking at me like that? You look so disappointed.
Because I like the I like the ad for it. What you trying to get into, Adeo Shun? What you trying to do, Adeo Shun?
I mean, it's got a hook.
I just feel like in our very first marketing meeting, they're going to be like, no one's going to know what Adeo Shun is.
They will if we market it right. Anyway, okay. I digress.
Well, sorry, we digress. David, digress. How are you? Give us a question for us, please.
David, before you begin, can you tell them what you do?
Yeah, sure. I work in film. At least I used to until COVID happened. It's been pretty quiet a few months there now. And I guess I got into film actually when I was working in like corporate media. And then at the time, I spent all my holiday being a extra in the solo film. So I was
Donald, this is a present from Joelle to you.
I got that, Joelle. I got that.
Look at his face. Look at Donald's face. It's like you just gave him the present of his life.
Which Star Wars?
Shabbat Shalom, Donald. Solo. You said Solo.
Oh, in the Solo film.
In Solo, yeah.
Said Star, the
so, David, are you in a position to tell us what the fuck happened on that set?
I mean, I was only at the time an SA, like a background actor. So, I mean, I was.
Yeah, but you saw both versions. Did you see both versions?
Did you see Kennedy coming in and saying, "You're fired"?
Get the fuck out of here, you two. I'm sick of this shit.
Roll in Ron Howard.
I want Star Wars.
Yes. And they roll in Ron Howard, like on the Silence of the Lambs dolly, and he's got, like, they bring him in and, like, go to work.
And he goes to work and he takes off the mask.
Yeah. And, like, Phil Lord, get the fuck out of here. Did you see that?
I was lucky enough to work with, I mean, not exactly that.
Okay.
No, I was lucky enough to work with them. I got to see both directors do their job, which was amazing. But again, I mean, also like I think the very terrifying Disney NDAs might stop me from saying anything else.
NDA? Well, it already came out.
No, but he can get in trouble still. But maybe you and Joelle and Donald could hop on a different private Zoom
bullshit,
and you could give him the dirt.
That NDA shit, man. That's that
bullshit. No, we're not trying to get our new friend David in trouble by breaking
his
NDA.
No, I know, man. But you listen, man. I get it. You're not supposed to spill the beans. But sometimes... Like, dude, it's me, David. I fucking said your name until I lost my breath. You can't give me no fucking information.
I mean, that was something.
I said your name until I couldn't breathe anymore.
That's true.
And now you sit here and you tell me that you can't give me. Okay, ask a question, David. Let's see what I give you. Ask a question.
He's gonna say he signed an NDA.
So question one. So you guys have said like several times over these podcasts that the writers were always having to get ideas and scripts cleared by the network. And it often get changed or shot down, like the whole like medical marijuana idea, I think was happening in season one. And they were like, nah, you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my question is, if you had total control of the show, like say it's like a Netflix film, yeah, like you were the makers, you had all the power. Is there a storyline and an idea that you think would be fun to play with that a network would just never allow?
I don't know if there's a storyline, but I definitely think that there's a... Oh, wait, I signed an NDA.
Ah, I knew you were going to do it. That was a good fake out. That was a good fake out because in my brain it went, oh, good, he's going to be mature. And then no, fake out.
No, no. In all honesty, I don't know. I don't necessarily think storyline, but I think format of the show... Like, I would make it more risque, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, if we could come back and do it on a network where we could do all of the jokes that we wanted to do from the gate, I would like to see that. I would like to see a more risque-er version of Scrubs with, you know, maybe more, it could be blood, it could be guts, it could be... cursing, it could be sexual content.
I agree with Donald. I would also go darker into the world of medicine. I mean, we've touched on it. Obviously, Scrubs touched on it, but there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes on. The bureaucracy, obviously, we touched on. The pharmaceutical reps, obviously, we touched on. But, you know, there's literally decisions that are made being like, hey, this person has insurance, that person doesn't, so we're going to go. Again, we touched on it in a network safe kind of way, but I would say let's go darker into it. By the way, I didn't know that you guys have universal healthcare there, so you know it's a completely different system there. But here,
decisions are made on the quality of your insurance, which means that you had a good enough job to get enough insurance to live. Yeah. And people are sent home because they don't have the right insurance. And decisions are made based on so many factors that are inhumane, I think, in a lot of ways, that are foreign to someone who lives in a country with universal health care.
No, that's a great answer. And that's one thing I kind of like, I guess I started to learn from Scrubs, was just how different our two countries were with how we went into healthcare. And yeah, the NHS is lovely. I'm very happy to have that. So next question, this is to Donald, actually. So Donald, Star Wars. Now that Disney are going to be making films pretty much around all of the lore and the expanded universe of Star Wars for many years to come, my question is, if you were to try and pitch yourself in a lead role to Kathleen Kennedy and probably her twin sister at the same time, what kind of character would you be? Like, what would you want to be? What do you want to see yourself as in that universe? Like, what would be your backstory?
That's a great question. I would like to see myself not necessarily as a moisture farmer, but or
that's where you start out. That's where you start out.
Well, that's how it always starts. It's some form of farming, whether it be junk or moisture.
What is a moisture farmer a euphemism for something?
No, so he lived on a planet that's dry as fuck. It's a desert planet. And so Luke Skywalker and his family would, you know, farm atmosphere, moisture from the atmosphere.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's how they got water and stuff like that.
So what's your ideal character? Kathy Kennedy or her twin sister who's punking you, they come to you and they're like, Donald, whatever you want, who do you want to play in the universe?
I'd say to them, I'd look them dead in the eye and I'd be like, I want to play the lead.
Okay, but who's the lead?
I don't give a shit. No. I want to play the lead.
I'm surprised you don't have an answer.
From one to five,
like, I'm surprised there's not a character in mind. Like, no, in the Dagobah system, there was.
No, because it's a universe, man. There's no, you know, anybody can be anything in the Star Wars universe. I don't want to sit here and be like, I'd be a smuggler or I'd be a.
Well, you do tend to like the Han Solo vibe, so maybe you'd like to.
No, I liked Harrison Ford. What I really, you know, in watching Star Wars, the stories that really speak to me are the everyday person. We get to learn about all of these supernatural individuals and all these people with these, you know, crazy jobs and elite, you know, and have elite status in this gigantic galaxy. You know what I mean? That's what Star Wars is. I want to learn about the people that we don't see. You know what I mean? That's more important to me. Mm-hmm. Like, Broom Boy wasn't, I didn't think Broom Boy was important to me because at the end, he turned out to be a fucking superhero. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay. So Broom Boy is special because he can fucking make a broom fly to his hand. That wasn't dope to me. What's dope to me is learning about, you know, the characters that don't have the Force and are living everyday lives, and out of nowhere, these guys in the white suit bust into wherever they're hanging out and shoot up the place, and then they have to deal with it from there. We never deal with that. All we deal with is they come in, they shoot up the place. The aftermath is the Rebel Alliance fights them back. You know what I mean? I don't care about all of that stuff.
What would you do if Kathy Kennedy called you and she said, "Hey, Donald, we'd love you to take this part. It's very exciting. You're going to be Chewbacca's cousin."
Nah, I'd be like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
You wouldn't voice Chewbacca's cousin?
Sure, voice.
What if you don't have to be in the suit? What if they're like, Donald, we'll have a stuntman do the suit. You just have to voice him.
Absolutely. If they ask
like
me to
Nick
do
Nolte
that
in Mandalorian, you know? He's just doing the voice.
Well, there's a little bit more to that, though. You know what I mean? That's Chewbacca just goes.
All right. What if Chewbacca's cousin was fluent in English?
So Chewbacca's cousin has a speech impediment and can speak English.
Well, it's not an impediment. It's a opposite of impediment?
What it would be. It would be a.
It's a gift. He has a speech gift.
Chewbacca.
I just assume that Chewbacca just didn't know English. You're saying that
knows English. He can hear.
Oh, right. And when he growls, Han is like, oh, you stop complaining.
Right.
Okay. So let's say that you're a Wookiee, but you have the ability to articulate English and you can speak. Would you do that?
Sure, why okay, not?
There we go. I found him a part.
But that's not what I'm looking for. Okay. I'm looking for, in a Star Wars movie, like, I'm very excited to see Lando's movie. Even though Lando is a part of the lore and everything like that, he's not in all the movies. He's only in three of them. You know what I mean? You don't know much about him. You know that he's a, you know that he's a con man, and he, you know that he's a hustler in this galaxy, and you know that he's going to deal with people that don't involve the Empire, don't involve Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia and Han Solo. It's a story. That's why The Mandalorian's so dope, and that's why everybody's loving The Mandalorian so much, because it's not the normal story, and they're not trying to say there are only 17 people in this universe. They're saying the universe is bigger.
Okay. Well, there's your answer, David.
And Zach, same question.
No, I don't. I would love to be in it, but I have a feeling if my agent called me and said, hey, you're not going to believe this, they want you to be in the Star Wars universe, I'd say, listen, I can't take this from my friend Donald Faison.
No, if you did that, I'd kill you.
Could the character be African-American?
Then I'd be like, no, he's right. Do that shit. Do that. Listen to what Zach's saying. Yeah. But if you were offered a role in Star Wars and you said no because of me, I would punch you in your face.
I would say, listen, Miss Kennedy, is there a world where this character you're offering me could be African American and have a giant rack of a bubble butt?
And this would be you right there. And this is why we're best friends, people. This is why we're best friends.
And she'd be
that
like,
is called loyalty.
She'd be like,
that is loyalty.
Like, but if she's
on the
like,
highest
she's like,
level.
She's like, how big? Like a shelf? And I'm like, shelf. And she's like let me think about
it. Like you could put a plate of cookies on his ass, on the top of his ass, and eat off that shit. Maybe put some milk on it.
And
does he get
like,
the part or not?
She's like, and then she's like, I don't know. What if, she's like, maybe if the character was like constantly high and late to work, I'd be like, yeah.
See, now you make it sound like I'm uninsurable.
Oh, no, you're great. All right, David, we got to go. Even though you're British and we love all things
thank
British.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
We're so happy you came on, man. And it's a great shirt you're wearing. I love your shirt.
Thank you for coming on. Enjoy your drink. All right, shalom.
Have a nice day. See you guys.
Oh, my God.
Take care. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Hey, Shabbat shalom. Hey, Shabbat shalom. Listen, it's been a blast. I was thinking today, Donald, yeah. I thought we could play the new bop by Charlotte Lawrence.
I love it.
Because it actually is a really good song. I'm not just saying that because she's our pseudo-niece.
That is my niece, man. She's not my pseudo-niece. She is my niece. We just don't have the same blood.
Okay. Well, listen, for those of you who don't know, Bill Lawrence, the creator of our show, and Krista Miller, who played Jordan, have an amazing daughter named Charlotte Lawrence. And she has a really great singing career that's blowing up. Her producer is Andrew Watt, who is like the current biggest hit maker in the world. And she's got a new song called Slow Motion. And I'm about to talk it up. Are you ready? Anything you want to say to the listeners, Donald, before we wrap it up?
Shout out to all the frontline workers right now. We haven't shouted you out as of late, and we need to do it right now once again. You know, thank you for all your service. Thank you for putting your lives on the line to save other lives. We totally appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for being our listeners. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show. Don't forget to rate the show. Give it 5 stars. It's the only option we're giving you is 5 stars.
And tag your friends when we post it on Instagram.
Tag your friends. Tell your friends. Blow us up. We're having so much fun doing this. We're going to tour. It's going to be so exciting. Just imagine Joelle, Daniel, me and Donald on a tour bus, clam baking.
We would bake clams?
I think that's an expression that means filling the bus with ganja.
We would do that.
Sure, we would do that too.
100%.
Is it legal overseas? It's probably more legal overseas than is here, huh?
No, it's not, unless we're in certain places. But we'd have medical certificates. Ready? All right, here's my talk up. Ready? I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Here is the brilliantly talented Charlotte Lawrence with her new song, Slow Motion. Take it away, Charlotte.
The colors are fading now. Is it quiet where you're sleeping? your records, my empty house. I wish I knew what you were feeling. Fighting every instinct while you hold your pride. Back to the beginning, it swallows my mind. You're all that I think about. I even see you when I'm dreaming. I wish that I could hate you, my baby. I wish that when I left you to chase me. I didn't wanna change, but you made me. Now you're telling all your friends that I'm crazy. I don't believe that you ever really loved me. I made believe that you cared when you touched me. I know I'll be moving on in slow motion. I've never been good with words, but you didn't try to listen. Could call, but I won't be the first to remind you what you're missing. Fighting every instinct while you hold your pride. Back to the beginning, it swallows my mind. You never learned how to hurt, but I didn't try to fix it. I wish that I could hate you, my baby. I wish that when I left you to chase me. I didn't wanna change, but you made me. Now you're telling all your friends that I'm crazy. I don't believe that you ever really loved me. I made believe that you cared when you touched me. I know I'll be moving on in slow motion. I need you more when you are not around. I crave the way you let me down, let me down. I think I want you more than I need ya. Avoid the places I see ya. Killing me slow, killing me slowly. I wish that I could hate you, my baby. I wish that when I left you to chase me. I didn't wanna change, but you made me. Now you're telling all your friends that I'm crazy. I do believe that you ever. Touch me, I know I'll be moving on in slow motion.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas, but now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.